Mad Gains Radio. Today we're going to have a three-pronged show that focuses on the NBA with Mark Stein from ESPN.com. We're going to talk about the Celtics. Interesting thing. One of the things that happens, we learned this with the Chiefs in the 1980s, and the turnaround with Marty Schottenheimer and Carl Peterson, is the habit of losing can be replaced by a habit of winning. Unfortunately, the reverse is also true. And so what happens with the Celtics is the psychology of winning has been replaced by losing. They're looking for ways, if you will, to avoid losing, and that compounds itself, of course, with the injury to Paul Pierce. We're going to talk with Mark Stein today about that and the leadership roles of the younger players. We're going to talk about the interesting attitude towards the dunk contest. Whatever happened to what was once considered one of the most fantastic displays of athleticism on the planet, the NBA dunk contest, and why players have become so, well, so jaded about it. We're going to talk about the Mavericks versus the Suns and how he feels they are the dominant teams in the league, and why there always seems to be this dominant conference, i.e. the Western Conference. We're going to talk about Allen Iverson and why the Nuggets as yet have not quite shown the promise they hoped with the addition of Iverson, and with Melo back, I'm sure that that will begin to turn around. And also, we're going to talk about Pau Gasol and the trade deadline and some of the ideas that go into that. Every year, the trade deadline becomes such an interesting, sexy topic in the midst of the year. Who can help themselves? Just like in baseball, in that long stretch towards the championship. In our next segment, we're going to have Nick Swisher, one of the great young personalities in Major League Baseball with the Oakland A's. Hit 35 home runs last year, 95 RBIs, a dynamic personality, and a guy I think that will be part of a young generation of stars for the A's and for Major League Baseball. And finally, we'll finish with a very special segment with Herman Edwards, a very close friend, if not the best friend, of Tony Dungy, along with Lovie Smith. That three triumvirate, if you will, led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the turn of this century. And Tony, I'm sure, would like to have a Herman Edwards talk about what is special. Tony's too humble to talk about it himself. We'll talk with Herman Edwards about this accomplishment, about what it means, not just for a race, but for the leadership model that Tony Dungy himself represents. It's all on Head Games Radio. Stay tuned for it. It's going to be a great show.